Welcome to From the Helicarrier. We're back. Well, I'm back. These guys were here last week, I'm sure. What if? It was an alternate universe. It doesn't count, but sure. I am Charles McFall, and with me tonight, I'm happy to see Sin Raven. And the I had a good intro, and I'm losing it, Kurt. I'm slowing. My brain's like... But this week in MCU's very own Hulk-tastic Kurt Booten. Yeah, man, hot gravy was missed this year. We were like, where's that gravy? Yeah, Blood Ninja accidentally killed the music in my button holder, and I'll fix it next week. It's fine. I know Thursday night I got into your stream and started giving you grief because Steve, I walked into the botch house, and Steve was like, hey, you know, we're on his stream and we're trolling him. I just went full in, like, why aren't you here? Aren't you going to be showing up next? And then I was like, I don't want to make him cry. So I did a few more jokes and then walked away. But no, it's been good. I've got some questions about the game. Yeah, I know. It's just because we missed him. I know everybody had good reasons. I actually mentioned you, Kurt, on the final wrap up. I thought about how everything works out. Yeah. Sure. Word is, Tony might have that job permanently now. I don't know, man. Y'all might have to have your own blood feud. You host for one team, he hosts for the other, and y'all just fight it out. Sure, I get that. Good. Apparently, they're not hearing you guys. I don't know why. I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you. It is... the broadcast that's not hearing you. Yes. So I'm going to play with that. I'm too tired to figure this out on the fly. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I don't know, try that. I doubt that's going to work. Talk to me. Nope. All right. Well, Blood Ninja, we're going to work on that. Yep, Hulk smashed it. Anytari. But I have some questions. First off, for the podcast people, the King of Blood event is coming. And that is like the coolest name for everything. It's Total Carnage. And I'm like, oh, I don't even know what this is about, but you got me. You hooked me with all that stuff. So what's going on there? How about now? Yep. Now we got you. Yep. I figured it out. Hey,
I know.
Now I had y'all double just to make it up. I have double inputs for you guys now, so it'll be good. Tell them to draw pictures. Yeah, that would have been fun. I'll just talk. You guys draw pictures the whole time.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Okay, so I got into the game. I was busy most of the weekend, and I jump in, and there's a new store. And I've not spent anything in this because I wanted to make sure I didn't do spend stuff on something dumb. So
walk me through the whatever you want to buy from it, because it's all points spent in there go towards the milestone for the Shang-Chi event.
Right.
The Elite Five credits are a little expensive, but you actually get a lot because you get 8 points per energy spent, plus a few other things. So you actually do wind up getting a lot of points through that event. So, you know, you might as well. I've been just dumping because it's like 3,000 points. Boom, done. And you don't have to worry about it. But there's like tier 15 gear in there, a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
The Elite 4 and the Elite 5 are a little on the pricey side, but I've been picking them up as well.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last week, Charles, on the podcast. But you know, I know you were very busy.
That There's a picture being drawn on the stream right now. Oh my God. Don't. Yes, I was busy. Yeah, y'all talk. I'm tired. I just want to play the game.
So no, it's all right. So I will tell you that I haven't logged into Strikeforce since last Thursday.
Because of
Future Revolution.
Yeah, that too.
Yep. So like last Thursday we split pretty much the podcast. We talked about Strikeforce in the first half and Future Revolution in the second half.
Right, which will probably do again tonight.
Well, we'll see. Whatever. We do have separate question forums for them in the Discord, so that's cool. The Shang-Chi thing hit last week, and we did talk about the currency, which, again, was a little weird. It's just weird having it.
It is weird having your own special currency shop. And it sounds like maybe they're going to replace it with Carnage Shop.
It might be.
Take me to the Carnage Shop. I don't know. 50 Cent can write the rest of that song. I don't know. Nothing from the old white guys. I'm not surprised.
That's a weird version of it.
Yeah. So I'm not surprised that you two don't 50 Cent with me, but that's okay. I'm assuming y'all did see Shang-Chi and do a great This Week in MCU cast.
We yeah. Go ahead.
No, I got to see it Thursday night. That was way too late.
Yeah, I saw it Saturday afternoon because we recorded it on Sunday morning. What was difficult was I like to freeze frame and make notes and everything.
He also likes to move it.
Yeah, that's true. It wasn't on Disney Premium, so I couldn't do that. That was really annoying because I had to remember stuff. But I saw it in 3D. I liked it quite a bit.
All right.
And I thought it probably had the best fight choreography that we've ever had in a MCU movie. So that was very cool.
I would hope so, because we've talked about how in the past they've done genres, right? They've done the heist films, which is the Ant-Man stuff. The suspenseful, it's not war film. It's the spy stuff with Winter Soldier, that kind of thing. I'm not getting the wording right. But this is obviously entering the kung fu genre. And if you don't do that right, you're going to piss me off. Because I'm a big kung fu fan, and there's so much bad kung fu out there that Marvel should get it right. So to hear that this is really good choreography makes me happy.
It was. And what wire work that they did do didn't feel like the old-timey wire work where you're just going, what the hell's happening?
Which I'd be okay with.
It didn't feel like the old Hong Kong crazy wires. It looked really good.
But here's where I'd be okay with that, right? Because it's you got all the real good choreography, and then it's just an homage or nod to, well, this is overly cheesy just to throw back to that. But that's not what we call talking about. The Shang-Chi event doesn't have wire work here in the thing.
Not Sin,
have
aware
you
of.
Got your Shang-Chi yet?
Yeah, I do.
I figured you did. How is he?
He's
oh man.
He definitely makes the team much better. He makes them extremely annoying when it comes to defense. Because it's a Heroes for Hire team, it improves your run through the Gamma Raid, because last time they added the Heroes for Hire tag to the Gamma Raid, so you can use the whole team in the middle lane now.
All right.
Which he went through. I think I had to double tap the boss node in the middle section where you use them. I think I had to double tap it last season.
Yeah.
They killed them. They killed them without even like, I think it was like 30 seconds to clear the node.
Wow.
So completely overpowered. They're performing really well. He had a bug that he was doing healing when he wasn't supposed to. And what it was basically somebody dived into the JSON code to check it out, and he was doing negative damage to the team. If Cullen Wing was on the field, he was doing negative damage. So he was basically healing. But because it was negative damage, it was being affected by offense down, offense up, everything, right? So if he had offense up and he critted this giant freaking heal that wasn't there. And as it got reported, we had a post, I think was yesterday or day before yesterday, that they said they're gonna look into it. They looked into it, but because they like how it works, they're gonna keep it. Not in so many words. basically, they went, yeah, this is a bug, but we like the way this works, so we're just gonna correct the writing in the pack to reflect how it works now. But and then they're like, and then we have to. It'll go live at this reset, but of course they can't do a single thing without a problem. So now he doesn't heal himself.
Oh no!
So yep. it's just like, what is going on, guys?
It's the screw you guys, I'm going home rule.
Pretty much.
So a bug that we liked became a feature, and then that feature doesn't work, so it's bugged. That's all right. I'm tracking.
That's par for the course. Yeah, there was a couple of streamers that were working on it and saw it. Mobile Game and Reminex were going over it yesterday. It's just super weird. Like, you introduce a bug, you say, okay, we kind of like it, we're going to leave it, which makes the team really annoying. That healing made him really annoying. But because that drives sales, because if it's annoying to you, you're going to buy the team that counters him better, which I bet you anything is coming up soon. They're like, no, we're going to keep it. But even with keeping it, they still screwed something up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So same is what you're saying.
Yeah. Same old.
Same old. I have got a small issue. I'm in Dark Dimension 3. I'm at the final node and it is a ton of heal and I don't have Venom yet ready. So I'm having basically just a punch fest with them right now. I did make anti-venom Carnage. We knew I had Carnage and the Amazing Spider-Man, whatever, the alternate Spider-Man. But I finally got anti-venom up and ready to go, and they're all spread out. But I really realized that I've been working on them anyway. It's going to take me a hot minute. I've got to get Venom because of this stupid heel that goes on with Doctor Strange and Scarlet Witch and.
What characters do you have for this node right now?
Just three. I just got anti-venom, Carnage, and
Symbiote Spider-Man.
Symbiote, yeah, Spider-Man.
You can go with it. You'll probably get through it. There's a couple of other options that are fairly decent. But Venom and Scream would be your best choices. But you're restricted on gear because they all use the same gear.
They all use the same gear.
Doc Ock is probably your best bet in there right now.
Okay, now here's the question. Now that you brought up Doc Ock, I've got a fatal four-way going on. I just got enough shards to get Captain America Sam recruited, Maria Hill recruited, at three regular stars, six red. But I did recently recruit Doc Ock, and Deathpool got recruited. Okay. So who do I invest in to take to the top of the list, because all four of those seem like solid characters.
So, monstrosity, of course.
So you're not going to need, for the content you're doing, you're not going to need Captain Sam.
Okay.
Well, he's a great character. That's more for Doom raids and other stuff. You're not going to need him where you are right now.
By the way, he looks 100% like A-Train, just saying.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's like Marvel went, excuse me, boys, we're going to show you how it's done. And you took A-Train and spoofed him up. So I've been watching a lot of The Boys lately. All right, so Captain Sam is out.
So I would leave him for now. He's a great character. He's a great replacement for Red Guardian. But for what you're doing, you're not going to need those guys. For those nodes, for the city nodes, Doc Ock is going to be your best option because that's going to carry over into DD4 because he'll use them for the legendary nodes.
Okay.
And while Sam is great to do a little later, Deathpool is just more fun.
So it should be Doc Ock than Deathpool.
Deathpool is on the same, like, Captain Sam and the other character, Maria Hill, and those, okay, like, just pick what you want to do, because you're not going to get the use out of them that, like, that I need them for something. You're not going to need them for that.
Gotcha.
So you might want to wait on upgrading him. But Deathpool is just straight damage, and she's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so you might want to bring her up earlier.
I barely got her, but I did get a push at the end there and recruited her. So
and she works incredible. Like, she makes Doom better than he was. Like, he was, you know, he was pretty powerful, and then the new characters came out and kind of dropped his value a little bit. She makes him really solid again, because when the kills happen, she feeds energy to the team. So when she feeds him energy, he'll ult and a bunch of stuff dies. She feeds energy and he ults again on the next turn.
Oh, damn.
And it's just disgusting. Plus, on top of that, you can chain her with Kestrel and Black Bolt with Deathpool. So when somebody hits into a defense down character, Kestrel goes off and gets him into red, and then Black Bolt burps and kills them. And Deathpool's passive goes off, and she attacks the lowest health, and that might be a defense down character again, and it triggers Kestrel again. And I managed to get like 8 or 9 attacks like that in the chain. Nice. On top of that, she's getting added. They're going to modify her passive that she will be able to trigger that passive damage off of her own attacks, which wasn't the case originally.
All right. All right. So yeah, no, that's kind of the path I thought maybe, but you know, I don't pay enough attention to know this, and I tend to not make time to go and visit twitch.tv/sinraven Monday through Monday in the mornings to get all that information.
But yeah, it's a shame. Seems a shame.
It is a shame.
Definitely, you know, a shame.
I feel very ashamed about it. That's why I plug it more on the show.
So. No, she's a lot of fun. I don't know how good she is for like Dark Dimension 3 or 4, because I haven't tried her in there. I'm actually kind of tempted to do a run just to see how she would work. But that's a lot of time to invest into other nodes of that run just to try her out.
Yeah.
So I don't think I will, at least not right now. Other than that, yeah, Doc Ock right now will be a great help for you for finishing that section, because you already have 3 of the best pieces for it. Venom is not a great option for DD3. He's a great option for DD4.
See, I was doing symbiotes.
Right.
DD3. So.
But from the symbiotes for Dark Dimension 3, Carnage is a better option than Venom, because you want that damage. Right. You already have Carnage. Venom, you don't really need. It's easier with him, but not needed. And Doc Ock will get you through that section. Also, you're restricted because all the symbiotes use the same gear. But for Dark Dimension 4, Venom is a better option than Carnage, because you're not looking for that extra damage. You want more of the control. And he's got the heal block, the ability block, buff removal, and he gives the team defense up. So he's a better option for the next set. He's more expensive. So if you're planning it correctly, you can finish DD3. Get it, and if you got enough materials, you upgrade Venom straight to tier 15.
Got it.
And then you go in. Carnage is cheaper, but all he does is damage. And it's not as necessary as the control for the city nodes of DD4.
Makes sense. Got it. Well, cool. That was a lot of good information there. Where are we time wise? We're about halfway through. So do we want to do the questions for Strike? Oh, and to your point, Kurt, about you haven't logged in.
I
haven't logged in to Future Revolution
Yeah, we noticed because we've been sending you alliance invites.
Yeah.
You haven't accepted.
I got a little busy, but also, man, that takes a lot of focus. And for me, if I'm not focused on it and playing, and I'm just letting it run, why am I letting it play itself? That's kind of where I got into Future Fight. It's like, well, it's just running on its own all the time. I don't know why. That's just me.
It's different. Like, I we can talk about it. We can talk about it in the second half when we're talking some Future Revolution. I mean, do you want to go through the questions now?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So pull them right up here. Questions for Strike Force. All right. That's MS. MFR. All right, so MSF. Wow.
He hasn't played it in so long, he can't even pronounce the letters anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so Baloney Ninja does not ask a question. He just tells people what the pin's for. All right, so Dante says, hey, guys, love the show and the MCU show. What are the best values in the new event store? I know that the point is to spend to get milestones, but they've placed values in there like green, blue, and purple training mats and are 10, 20, and 30, but a purple mat is much more than three times a green mat.
Yeah, that is actually good value, especially at 30 for five. You basically, it's 30 energy to get five training modules. That is a great value. I would buy that every single time.
Well, they've always been consistent about that, right? Yeah. I mean, you always get, if you have that choice of the cheaper one or save for the higher one, always save for the higher one.
Yeah, but like I don't know if I actually noticed that they're there before. If you're leveling everything and you're running out of training materials, this is great because basically for 60 energy, you get all of them three times a day. So you got to burn your energy anyway. That's what, 180 energy? That's not even, that's right. A quarter of what you need to spend a day anyway. And if you're doing it properly, you're doing about 1,000 energy a day.
Yeah. All right, cool. And Macaroni Snackaroni asks, who's getting the level ups first for you guys? And I presume he's talking to 85.
Yeah. I mean, I'm only at 81 right now, so I'm slowly bumping the characters as I go. But for me, the first set was Infinity Watch, because that's the arena team.
Yeah.
And then I did the symbiotes.
Yeah, I would have ended up doing Black Order first and then the symbiotes.
Yeah. For me, the Black Order is not as useful anymore as it used to be.
Sure.
Just because they're not arena viable now at the top end. They're great for what I need them to do, but they do it fine where they are. So I went with the Infinity Watch first, Symbiote second because I want that higher power so they get through the Doom Raid faster. So I want to eke out as much power out of them for those bio nodes as possible. And then I did like this morning I actually did. Doom, Silver Surfer, Kestrel, and Deathpool. Mm. So that's basically 14 characters right there.
That's true. I mean, I was talking about teams, but if I was going individuals, Kestrel would be right up there. I honestly, for me, it would have been Kestrel and Phoenix because I got that maxed out Phoenix.
Right. I think you basically have to look at it. I would say your arena team has the highest priority. If you're actually pushing an arena, because if you're sitting at like 500s, like who cares? Do something else.
Right.
So you look at it. What is your highest priority? War, raid, arena, or individuals? Or basically, what section of the raid are you in? If you're only doing U75, you want to eke out extra damage from that one team that you're doing. If you're doing Doom raids, you need specific teams for specific sections. So you want to get those four teams, the skill, bio, tech teams. You want to get those teams and give them a little extra power so you go through the raids a little easier. So I think the next one for me is going to be probably the tech setup because just to give them a little more power just to get them through faster. But I should be hitting – actually, where am I on XP? No, I'm still like 11,000 points away from – level 82, so it's still going to be like a week before I'm there.
Yeah. What about you, Charles?
I'm at 81. I just took Doc Ock up to 81 because I've been saving my training jets just to see who I needed to bring up. Yeah. Castro, probably Silver Surfer, Hulk. You know, he's usually in the top five.
Well, I mean, actually, we could have guessed Hulk. I mean, that was.
But listening to you guys, you know, okay, well, I'm already focused on symbiotes for city stuff. Yeah. And
those symbiotes that you're bringing in for city, bring them up to 81. It'll just make, you know, there's a decent chunk of power going, boost going from 80 to 81. It doesn't hurt to bring them up. Gives you, you know, gives you more survivability, gives you more damage, makes it a little easier to get through that DD3 node.
That's what I like working on. So, yeah, I'll probably keep focusing on them.
Baloney called you a slacker. He just hit 82 a couple days ago. Absolutely.
Yeah. I wasn't. I didn't have a bank of XP saved. Like I know, Pops had like 35,000 XP saved up when level cap finally hit. So he went to 81 real fast. I was basically doing like 600 a day for a little while there, so I was a little behind, but mostly because I was burning cores for the death pool event, so I didn't have it available for doing more than 600 energy a day.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Baloney Ninja also asks, is X-Force still worth working on? I have them around 400k.
I would say yes. This cough will not leave me the hell alone today. They're a solid counter for Doc Ock teams. Like, they're one of my better options for Doc Ock. I know there's like three, four different options. Actually, five. Symbiotes can do it too. Six with Black Order. So there's a lot of them. But there's like, I want to save Symbiotes for something else. I want to save Black Order for something else. I'm not going to use Infinity Watch on Doc Ock. So X-Factor, X-Force, and Astonishing X-Men, those three teams will always clear for me. And I'm seeing a lot of, like, blue ISO level 3, 180K Doc Ock on defense.
Yep.
And he's a pain in the ass. But
I bet.
If you can land that heal block on him and then just full auto, they'll take him out.
All right. Nice. Cool. So Baloney Ninja also asks, what older team is still worth investing in? I would think the old Defenders now that there's a Heroes for Hire, but
yeah,
that's just me. I mean,
their reworks were really good. They're an annoying war defense team. Right now, Wolverine and Sabretooth.
Really?
Are you kidding?
No, we're getting a rework for Wolverine and Sabretooth.
Good.
We're getting they actually dropped some information. Cerebro did a little bit of they were doing a let's play, so he dropped a little bit of information about what's on the rework, but not a lot. So we'll get a kits later. But he's getting the movie costume when he had like the goggles and everything on him.
Yep.
That's gonna be the costume of him just like in briefs with the goggles and the belt on him. And then Sabretooth is getting a rework. And we got three new characters coming in for that team, which is people are saying might be Silver Samurai, Letty Deathstrike. I don't know who's going to be on it, but
that'd be really cool, actually.
That's the new team, yeah.
All right, cool.
The new Wolverine brought to you by OnlyFans. OnlyFans.com/Wolverine. So you can see him in his briefs and goggles.
Now with more blades.
Yeah.
All right, Old Man Quill asks, how to counter Heroes for Hire? I decided I wanted to sleep during the blitzes, so I'm hacked in getting them without spending some of my Dogecoin.
And later he commented that was an old comment of his that he decided it was worth bringing back because
bring back. I was going to say, I thought I've read this before.
Yes.
I thought I've read this before, so yeah.
He did put a disclaimer on it.
Yeah, I did see that.
There's a couple of weird teams that I like. We played around with a few things that kind of worked and kind of didn't work. So I don't want to recommend stuff that, you know, is kind of hit or miss. Really, the only solid counter to them right now is Infinity Watch. And even then, at like maybe 150k punch down, especially with the heals. But as of today, that might be a little easier because right now it's bugged and Shang-Chi's not healing himself. So yeah, that might be a little better. but people were doing like 400k punch downs with Black Order and can't kill anything.
All right.
So All right. Infinity Watch is a solid counter. It works on a regular. You kill Luke Cage, then you kill Shang-Chi, and then you kill the rest. Without Shang-Chi, you got Infinity Watch, and you got Inhumans with Silver Surfer, because you ultimate with Silver Surfer and get rid of Colleen Wing's charges, kill her, and then proceed with whatever you want to kill. But that doesn't work with Shang-Chi on the team, so...
All right. And that's the end of Strike Force question.
Hey, I'll take a quick minute to remind everybody that we do actually have a Patreon, patreon.com/FTHBeyond. It's very much if you just like what we do. We don't have any reward tiers or anything extra because there's so much extra going on. With Sin's got some great stuff going on Twitch. Kurt's got great stuff going on Twitch. It was just people that asked us to do it, so we did it. So it's there, and we appreciate you if you do contribute over there. All right.
And if you want extra stuff, you can just come ask us. Hey, yeah. I'm a Patreon. Can you do this?
Yeah.
We probably will.
I mean, be within real. Limits. I mean, for me, yeah, I'm not putting on the briefs and goggles for you. So
not again.
Not again, Kurt. Not again. Yeah, I mean, if you just say, hey, Seafreeze, I met Seafreeze at Dragon Con.
Oh, right on.
This year. I saw him put in our chat. They saw me do some kind of panel. This and that, and I just kind of honestly, since he didn't come up and say, hey, I just kind of assumed that he had been streaming it. But no, he came up and said that he introduced himself, and we talked for a few minutes. So it was very cool. I love, and that's what the point is like, look, if you somebody listens to the show, I'll do a whole lot for you. You know, I'll help you out with anything I can just because I love people who love what I do. So with all that being said,
at the $50 level of Patreon, you will get a free signed photo of Charles painted green with purple pants every month in a different pose.
You know what? If people will, we'll put that in, Kurt. We'll, if they pay for it. I got Photoshop.
We can make that happen.
We can make that happen. So I just wanted to hear what the chat says. We're going to come back in here. Actually, I'll probably leave all that in, just put a marker in. And hey, it's the future, and it's turning. It must be future revolution time. So,
that was so bad.
Yeah, you know, and it is very much a successor to Marvel Omega.
Yeah, Marvel Heroes.
Yeah,
basically Marvel Heroes Mobile.
Yeah, yep. Which for me just... doesn't like, I played Marvel Heroes because I was clicking through and I played with my son and we could do it together. Mobile, it's just auto run for me, which takes a lot. I love that it's there so I can get stuff, but it takes like the point of playing the game out. But obviously, lots of people love it. So tell me what's going on over there in that game.
Well, I gotta tell you, the auto thing, I'm kind of with you, except for the fact that it's not fully auto for me. Okay. So the way that I play is it's always on auto. I always have it on auto. But when I'm fighting a boss, I use auto to help me stay focused on the boss. But then I will change up how the attacks are done because you can click ahead of the auto fire. And auto doesn't fire off your ultimate.
That I did notice. I did notice when some stuff was grinding.
And you can override the auto without turning it off by using the direction keys.
Gotcha.
Right. Like I play on BlueStacks, right? So I've got keyboard controls there. So I override auto when I need to, let it go when I don't. Also use auto won't auto dodge. So you've got to do that as well. So there are things you can do. It's more of a power assist is the way that I kind of view that.
Gotcha.
And then you can take it off. You don't have to play with it. And
you can frankly, do it full auto, but you don't have to. The way you have the skills ordered, the way you have your skills set up is the way the auto will go. So if you just want to be like, no, I need this one to go first or second, you just line up the skills that way. It will automatically go through that rotation. Which you can manually hit on the keyboard and jump ahead of it. So,
cool.
Right. So, but otherwise, it's They just came out with a big patch yesterday, was it?
Yeah.
No, 2 days ago.
Two days, I don't know. Yeah.
This week has run by on me. It's been a little crazy. But it's they've made some quality of life changes that have been really good. Things like, so Charles, have you played one or two characters in the game?
I got all four up to 10.
Okay. So you know how when you started each character and you had to go through that tutorial again?
Again.
Now you can skip.
Oh, okay. Well,
so they put game, a button in there.
I've already done it now. I did spend the $3 on every character to get their specific recommended suits.
The level 10 offer costumes?
Yep. For all four of them,
that three star piece of set will just basically be good enough to like level 60, 65, honestly.
And that's why, yeah, I bought it.
Generally, right? I mean, yeah, you'll probably get other pieces, but that one piece will last you for a while, and then you can actually upgrade it, which is
you can upgrade it, or you can use it for upgrades, which is also pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. So, now, I'm not the power player that Sen is. My main right now is Doctor Strange. I've got him at 72. Lots of fun. Lots of fun playing with Doctor Strange because some of his AoEs are kind of ridiculous. And I started Spider-Man and got him, I want to say, in the 30s or so. And he's a lot of fun as well because he is a hit-and-run fool. He dodges the crap out of everything, and the nice thing about this game that I'm loving is it doesn't really matter who you play because they're all good, and you can make them good. You can make them even better according to your play style, but they're all good. And so there's not, like, at least not that I've seen, one specific meta. Have you seen that, Sen, or have you seen something different at the higher levels?
It depends on what's going on, right? Because for PvP, it's all about the gear. And some characters are better than others. So, like, Black Widow will just be a nightmare, while Captain Marvel might be just too slow to do stuff. So, except for Star-Lord. Then there depends on who's playing the Star-Lord. There's a couple of Star-Lords that are really, really nasty because the guys know what the hell they're doing. Like Spidey can be a pain in the ass because of all the dodges. But if you lock him down, he's dead. Half-Sen's Iron Man is probably the biggest in the game. And because I think he's like 1.5 million or 1.6 million or something ridiculous. And but if you get like 7 or 8 people on him who just lock him down, he dies. So it's just a matter of coordinating to kill him. But it just depends on what the mode is and what the game is. Because right now we don't really have an end game. The end game right now is Dark Zone, which is not really end game.
Right.
Because there's nothing in there to do unless you're running with your alliance and you're spending an hour getting as many points as you can. All you're coming in is getting 7 kills of regular bosses and 2 primes, and you're done, which you can do in like 20 minutes with 3 or 4 people if you got the power level. And if you don't have the power level, you go in with the whales and you stay ahead of them, and you can tag the boss and you run, and then when they kill it, you get credit for it. Just don't get in front of, don't get in their way, leave them the hell alone, and hopefully they'll leave you the hell alone. Yeah.
Right.
What's the name of the fish that roam with whales and eat off of their stuff?
Krill.
Yeah, krill. Krill.
Yeah.
So you can be a krill.
Yep. So I was watching a video from another streamer, Darth Micro, and he was showing what a pain Spider-Man can be in PvP. Yep. Because he can wrap people up in cocoons and they stay in the cocoons for a very long time,
especially if you have the active traits built up for it.
Right.
Because while your cap for dodge is 75%, Spider-Man has an active trait that increases the cap of the Dodge. So like my cap currently is 84%. Now my Dodge isn't that high, but it's only 72.7, but that's still, you know, pretty close to where you're gonna cap out. And then your accuracy caps out at whatever, and then, you know, you take off my Dodge percentage and there's your chance of hitting me. Good luck. Right. On top of that, you have all the active Dodges. So you have three active Dodges and I have three active Dodges. But I have an active trait that whenever I do a certain set of skills, you know, I have a certain set of skills that refreshes my Dodge rate. So my Dodge rate is probably 2.5-3 times faster than yours on the refresh. Yep. So you also got to deal with that. But then, you know, if I get hit with an AoE from that big Ultron blast from Iron Man or from Captain Marvel blast, I just get just completely destroyed. Like I also don't have the gear that I want set up yet. So we'll see how that goes in a couple of weeks when my gear is where I want it.
Yep. So basically we've got a few events going on right now too. There's the costume draw festival where every day you get a costume draw ticket.
Which is great.
And you get 15 total.
I highly recommend saving 10 of them and doing a 10 pool instead of doing one at a time.
Oh, that's a good idea. And I still can do that. I will do that from now on. So we've got that going on. We've got Sif's training, which you can acquire a 4-star region costume box. And right now, the regional costumes are kind of like the great costumes, except for the what are they? I guess event costumes.
There's two costumes per character that are special. So you got your regular outfits, then you got the regionals, and then you got the two specials.
Right. And two specials are Rise of the East and
Steampunk.
I think
everybody has a steampunk one. And they look really good. It just depends on the character. Like Spider-Man's Rise of the East looks better than the steampunk. For others, it might be the other way around. But they're super hard to get.
Yes.
The thing with the regionals is they're excellent sets, and you can get them up to 5 or 6 star. But then to get red stars on that gear, in order to get a red star on your piece of gear, you need to merge it with the exact same piece. So that's gonna be hard to do.
Only the whales have full on red stars at this point, and even some of those guys, I think I've seen 4 pieces or 3 pieces of red star. Our full red star, and then one where it's missing a red star still.
Right, but here's the thing: if you're not whaling, you can, let's say you're working on a set for Spider-Man, the Spider-Noir set, like I'm working on right now. Right. There's no way I'm going to be able to red star a Sakaar set. I might be able to get 1 star on one piece because those things never drop, and I'm not going to drop, you know, $600-$700 on costume draws just to get a chance of getting these costumes.
Right,
but I can build up the Noir set because those pieces drop all the time.
Right.
So as you build in your setup, save the other Noir pieces. That way, when you got your setup to 6 star, you can start working on the other ones, get them up to 6 star, and then start plugging those red stars onto your gear.
Yeah, it's funny. One of the things that I haven't been concentrating on so much are the costumes, with the exception of the regional gear. I somehow ended up with 2 Xandarth headpieces.
Nice.
And it's like, well, okay, that's fine.
Right,
like,
but it's the same piece.
It's the same piece, and it's for that one red star. And Charles, one of the things that they've been saying, or that people have been saying in the community, is, you know, the regionals kind of choose you. You don't choose which ones you're okay. really going after, because there's such a rare drop. You get the headpiece from every world that you complete, but even when you get a regional box or something with a regional drop in it, you can still get that headpiece, which is annoying as hell. You shouldn't be able to do that. It's kind of like paying for the Deadpool character costume in MSF.
There's a box that you can buy right now. I think it's still set on Hydra, but it's 500 Omega tokens for a box, and you get to pick. You get to pick what piece of gear you want from that. So it's the Hydra set, but you get to pick if you want the headpiece or whatever else.
That would be nice.
But it's 500 Omega tokens. And the way you earn those is by opening stuff. So like Dimension Box gets you a token. A Costume Draw gets you two tokens. A Card Draw gets you two tokens. That's basically it. So you know, it's really expensive to do that.
Yeah.
It's a lot. See, for me, this is an overwhelming game. It's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot to do.
But I will tell you, Charles, that they do a great job of not letting you have access to everything at first.
That's true.
Right? No, they make you play for a while, and then they go, oh, by the way, we have this. And you can now play with this.
It's not like you go into the game and at level 10 it goes, okay, now you can do a Mega War, Dark Zone, Dark Dimension, you know, the Dimension Duels, all the raids and all the blitzes. No, it kind of slowly builds you up to being able to do everything. It's just a lot of stuff to keep track of.
Yeah, and I can't do raids yet, and I'm 72.
Right.
And it's because I haven't passed a specific section on Midgardia. I have to beat that stupid Fenris.
I mean, I'm not going to get rid of it or anything, but I think I'm gonna be really slow to play. So you probably should not hold a spot for me in the Alliance.
Yeah, I don't think they are. I think based on your response today, I don't think they're holding a spot for you. But I would play it, but concentrate on a single character for now. Okay. Like, don't worry about the others. Like, concentrate on a single character that you like to play.
Yeah, play the one character until it tells you to go play other characters. Because you're going to get to a point where it says, okay, now you need to get your squad rank to level 30. Okay, go play another character, level them up a little bit. It will get your squad rank higher. You come back to your main. And then when you go up and to a certain point, it says, okay, now we need you to get to squad rank level 40. You go back and play on some other characters. And it kind of gets you a feel for all the characters. Now, the nice part is nothing is locked in. Like, none of your gear is actually locked to the character. Sorry. Everything but the gear is available to transfer. The gear specifically is right because it's Spider-Man gear. It's Captain Marvel gear.
Right.
But, like, cards and badges. And the cards and badges give you a lot of extra power.
Right.
Those are not locked. So I took, I'm leveling Captain Marvel, and she's at 95. Well, 3 days ago, she was at 73. I took all my gear that I could off of Spider-Man, all the badges and all the cards, and I sent it over to her. For Spidey, that dropped me 340,000 power. But just by taking all that stuff, he dropped 340,000 power. It didn't give her 340, but it did give her like 220, 230. Because the cards, when they hit level 4, they give you the specifically for that character ability. And that's grayed out, so you can't use it. So, like, level 4 card on Spider-Man has an exclusive stat for Spider-Man. But I can still use that card with Captain Marvel and get her power up. So I went from 73 to 95 within a matter, you know, a couple of hours a day. Probably 5 hours between the 3 days that I had time to do it. She just burned through the levels.
And then you could swap it back.
Yeah, and then I sent it back over to Spidey because then I had to go do raids on Spidey. So I sent everything back over to him, equipped everything, and went back to normal.
Send, do you just take it off of them and it goes into a bank, or do you actually have it somehow?
There's shared storage.
You took it off, and then you went over and brought Captain Marvel in and equipped it.
Yeah, I unequipped everything, put it into squad storage, went over to Captain Marvel, pulled everything out, auto-equipped everything, and went and power leveled.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's you can, I mean, with the squad storage, it's definitely an advantage. Like, I keep most of my 4 and 5 star battle badges, which is some of the things that you use to power up, and I probably keep more than I should, but I'll throw like a bunch of them into the squad storage and then switch over to my Spider-Man and say, okay, can he get an upgrade from any of these? And just upgrade them. And it gives them a little bit of an advantage at that time. Some of them are locked by level, but even if like it's a level 40 thing and he gets to level 40 and you immediately give him all that 40 gear, he is way big advantage at that point, because nobody starts out like that. Yeah, it's there's a lot to do. You could spend hours and hours a day just playing.
Yeah, and that's where I'll keep it, is like, you know, on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon when I've done my Strike Force and you know, I'm not doing anything else, I'll play it for a while, because I might be getting a tablet that can play it soon for other things. But you know, I do, with other things come games. So yep. And that would be something to do on that.
So the other thing you'll find is that there are dailies to do. Like there are specific things that you just do every day, and frankly, like they have a blitz in here, and you get a different blitz every 10 levels. And right now, like all the blitzes, with the exception of the very last one that I got, they're all auto. So like you don't have to spend a lot of time with that, but you get good stuff out of them. You get battle badges that, you know, you have a chance of getting a 5 or 6 star battle badge, and that's huge. It's a big deal. But if you play on auto for your dailies, it doesn't take very long. Like it. Hardly any time, probably equivalent to Strike Force, honestly.
Okay. Yeah,
got it.
So, what and lots of achievements
are the questions that we got?
Okay, so that's right, I got that on top there. So, MFR questions for the podcast, and there are no questions for the podcast.
Well, I monopolize them all tonight.
Yeah, so Baloney's got the pinned messages, and it's there's nothing yet. And that's okay. We just started, really.
Sure.
Actually, you know what? Steve-O has a question that it didn't get pinned. Weird. Baloney, right. You know, he's been working on 82 rather than the questions. So Steve-O asks, what's your favorite thing about MFR? Mine is the absence of a notable big green turd.
Oh
come on.
Mine's a noticeable absence of a big visored turd.
I will tell you that I think Hulk in Future Revolution could be very cool.
Oh, he's coming. We're going to get him.
He's got
him. He's already playing, you know, he's basically there. The kid is there. Because the last mission you do, he actually is Maestro. But he doesn't. He's fighting Hulk, and Hulk does abilities. You can see him triggering abilities.
Yep.
So his kid is already in the game. We're going to get him sooner or later.
And can you, I'm just thinking about the costumes, right? You get like Professor Hulk is probably going to be in there.
I want Mr. Fix-It.
Mr. Fix-It. Yes.
Snoopy. Joe, you know what I'm talking about? The Mafia Hulk.
Yeah. That's Mr. Fix-It.
Yeah. That's Mr. Fix-It. Okay. Joe Fix-It.
Joe Fix-It. Yeah. That's it. Joe. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm done. Yeah,
that was the only outfit that I actually bought in Marvel's Avengers.
Yeah,
or at least a version of it, because the actual one was super expensive. But I did get a suit outfit for him in Marvel's Avengers, and he looked really good. So I'm like, I want that one.
Oh, and the Sakaar outfit would probably be amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. So I actually. Even though he's missing, I am really looking forward to Hulk being in the game.
The rumors are that they're going to basically introduce a character like every 4 to 6 weeks. And at that point, you know, you already have a year worth of characters coming in.
And we know that Magic is next, right?
Yeah, Magic is this month. So probably at the end of this month, we're getting Magic and the new event of whatever the new event is, Invasion.
Oh, right. Invasion, yeah. So Charles, you can play at your own pace.
Yeah, absolutely.
You really can. And honestly, from an Alliance standpoint, it's less of an issue being a lesser level.
Okay.
Because, like, the Alliance can like carry you through blitzes and things like that easily.
Blitzes, and once you're ready for them, raids are super easy to carry through.
So you're not nearly as locked or pressured, at least for right now, for that kind of thing. So yeah, play at your own pace. But if you find that you're playing somewhat regularly, the only thing the Alliance might want is your daily donation, which is important. But that's the that's kind of it. But I don't even know like what the I'm donating 100,000 every day,
which is the max.
Which is the max that you can do every day, and only because I've got it. So,
all right.
Anyhow, I would encourage you to give it some more try. But if it's not your thing, it's not your thing.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is, but in small chunks, because I just feel like I have to really focus and learn it.
Right. No, we talked about it this morning too. I had a couple of people drop into the stream. They're like, they don't want to play this game. I'm like, okay, well, but I actually want to know why. For one of them, it's too flashy. It's just a lot of lights in your face and not a lot going on because everything's on auto. I'm like, okay, I get that. That's understandable. It's not really the case once you actually like dig into it and you see what's going on. But there's a lot of flashy lights here and there and stuff going on. I definitely agree with that. And it's just not every game is for everybody. If you don't like it, you don't like it. You don't have to play it.
Right.
Not every movie is for everybody, but if you didn't like Shang-Chi, there's something seriously wrong with you.
All right. Well, let's tell everybody where they can find us. Sin, where can they find you?
You can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SinRaven. I'm trying to do a little earlier because I'm taking care of 4 accounts right now, so it's taking a lot of time. And I'm doing a little bit of MFR beforehand as well. So I've been doing like 7:30, 8 a.m. streams. So come hang out. We're on every morning, a little later on the weekends because flexibility is good on the weekends. But yeah, lots of stuff. Come ask your questions, either game. If I can't answer it, we'll find somebody that can. I don't guarantee they're good answers, but we'll give you an answer.
I like it. What about you, Kurt?
I'm all over the place on Twitter and Twitch at VO by Kurt. Over on my Twitch channel on VO by Kurt is where we do the This Week in MCU, and that's Sen and I. We review all things Marvel Cinematic Universe related, including the movies. And this week is episode 5 of What If, and it's What If Zombies.
So
we get Marvel Zombies, and it is fantastic. And it's the first episode that I think we need a second part to. So, So there's that. And starting Monday is the resuming episodes of Storytime with Kurt.
I could have sworn I saw Tom is Kidnapped pop up on your feed here recently.
Yep. I recorded 5 chapters Tuesday night.
All right.
And but we'll be recording more this weekend. And when I'm not doing that, I am streaming a whole lot of Future Revolution. I did a couple hours tonight before the stream, or before the podcast, and I've been trying to do weekends, Saturday, Sunday, try to do some Marvel Future Revolution, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So.
Sounds awesome.
And, yeah, so there's a lot going on. So VO by Kurt, that's where you can find all that stuff. How about you, Charles? Where can people find you?
I don't know. I'm tired. I got a pod across social media. By next week, I hope to be able to announce my new project. I mean, I can tell you about it now, but it's not up. So I'd like to get it up and running. So if anybody wants to check it out, they can.
Too easy.
But when I went to pick up Dennis at the airport, I was listening to This Week in MCU. I think it was the Black Panther with Star-Lord one, which was one of my favorite episodes.
That was really good.
It was great. And he goes, is that Kurt? I'm like, why are you? I mean, he's like astonished. I'm like, why are you astonished? It's a good podcast. I listen to good podcasts, man. Why are you like, well, I just didn't expect to hear Kurt's voice coming out of your car. I'm like, okay. Sure. So anyway, I'm always listening. That's creepy as hell. I'm always listening.
I'm always listening.
But yeah, we'll be back next week here with more live awesome sauce with both Marvel Strike Force and Marvel Future Revolution. Until then, something about Excelsior helps your stomach acid. I don't know. Peace out, people.
Bye. That was weird.
I like to make it weird.